Dialogue does not cancel differences. It enriches life and dispels the pessimism that makes one see the other as a threat. After 3 days of public debates and private encounters, more than 300 religious leaders and representatives of the world's great faiths gathered in the central Piazza del Plebiscito here in Naples to condemn violence and to commit themselves to the struggle for a more peaceful world. After praying in different locations around the square, bells rang out as this multicoloured crowd of Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists and Hindus gathered together to sign an appeal for peace, which was symbolically handed to a group of young children as a sign of hope for their future. After each leader had lighted a candle and signed the appeal, these men and women of faith embraced each other, a gesture unthinkable for some of them just a few years ago. And beyond these grand public gestures, plenty of real peace building also goes on at these meetings. On Monday, the Israeli Interior Minister sat down with a special envoy of the Palestinian president to discuss practical ways of moving beyond the violence which continues to kill and maim. A short distance down the coast in Amalfi, meanwhile, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople attended a ceremony in the cathedral during which relics of the Apostle Andrew were returned to the Orthodox Church. Another tangible sign of the healing of ancient religious divisions. 21 years after Pope John Paul first called leaders of all faiths to Assisi to pray for peace, these encounters continue to provide fertile ground for those working to end conflict and oppression in so many different countries. As participants here have recalled, dialogue is the only alternative to confrontation and conflict. Survivors of Auschwitz, Rwanda, or the military dictatorships of Latin America have provided powerful testimony to a human spirit which will not bow to the logic of hatred, but continues striving for peace and reconciliation, even in the most dramatic conditions. From Naples, these religious leaders, more numerous than ever before, have reiterated that anyone using the name of God to hate or kill is cursing the name of God. Echoing the words of Pope Benedict here on Sunday at the opening of the meeting, they have reaffirmed their trust in the power of prayer to change hearts and dispel the fear that leads to violence and war. Next year, the meeting moves on to the divided island of Cyprus, an ancient crossroads between East and West, located close to the war-torn Middle East. Saint Egidio's spokesman Mario Marazziti told me more about the choice of Cyprus for the 2008 Peace Forum.
It is the choice of thinking of peace, creating a dialogue in a world that is very close to the idea of conflict and to the noise of conflicts. So I think that it is a real choice to get to the heart of the problem of peace and dialogue so as to try to gain momentum to win over mistrust, over difficulties, and for sure to launch a different and strong appeal for peace also in the Middle East and to the world.
This is a meeting of religious leaders, religious representatives, but it has an increasingly political overtone, it seems to me, and the choice of Cyprus would seem to confirm that.
I think that this meeting in Naples has been the meeting under the word spirit. I think that the prayer has been the real center of this meeting, but that the spirit, when it is effective, it goes to the crossroads of human suffering. So I think that in a moment in which politics and politicians worldwide seem to be blocked, to be without imagination, to imagine something different from war, to settle conflicts and differences, I think that from religious people and believers is coming a more free culture that is able to draw a different picture and to invite human hearts to work for peace even when there are difficulties. And I think that when there was the panel on the Middle East and the Minister of Internal Affairs of Israel and the representative of the Prime Minister from Palestine and the Italian Minister of Foreign Affairs in the name of Italy and Europe were speaking and creating a real different way of speaking about peace, saying, well, we are fed up of processes of peace, of roadmaps. We want peace, and to do this, we are available to talk one by one, one to one, but also involving all the Arab world to go faster to get to this goal. I think that this has been somehow favored by this, the clear way and frank way of speaking and the feeling of the spirit here in Naples. So I think that what we feel now as a normal thing, that religious leaders are one by one at the side of the other one and talking together frankly, even saying what differs from one to it and the other one. Well, I think that this is a very, it's something that was unbelievable just 10 or 20 years ago.
10 or 20 years ago, you found it very difficult to have Jewish and Muslim leaders, didn't you, sitting around the same table as we saw sitting at the table with the Pope on Sunday?
Absolutely, it was impossible to imagine to have in the same picture one Muslim person and one Jewish person with the keffiyeh. And to see them at the table with the Pope, talking frankly, smiling even with some problems in their hearts, under the real brotherly and fatherly atmosphere created by Pope Benedict XVI, well, I think it was something that is just a way of foreseeing how the world can be. And it is not a dream, it has been reality.
Some may claim such dreams of peace are simply a rhetorical exercise of fine sentiments and impractical illusions. But in the words of this appeal for peace, dialogue is not the illusion of the weak, but the wisdom of the strong, of those who believe there is no alternative to the unity of the human family, of those who have the courage to follow Pope Benedict's call here in Naples. Religions, he said, can and must offer precious resources for the construction of a peaceful future for humanity. In Naples, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
As we heard earlier, the Peace Forum in Naples was attended by the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew, and other leading representatives from the Orthodox Church. Among them was the Deputy Chairman of the Patriarchate of Moscow's Department for Foreign Affairs, the Archpriest Evalod Chaplin. He spoke to Philippa about the ongoing ecumenical dialogue between the two churches.
I think it's very important that several heads of churches came and that reflected high level of appreciation of churches and peoples of this meeting and the community of Sant'Egidio, which is very active in this field, which is very active in the field of interreligious and intercultural dialogue. At the same time, it's extremely important that huge variety of simple people, huge variety of people of different walks of life came here and attended the Mass celebrated by His Holiness Pope Benedict the 16th. Many people from the business community, many people from the journalistic community, many artists, scientists, and of course religious figures of different religions participated. And that, I think, very well reflects the spiritual thirst which exists in the world and the desire for dialogue between different religions and cultures. And I think I must congratulate the community of Sant'Egidio with the fact that the level of meetings, both in terms of political and official representation and in terms of participation of people, is upgrading every year, every meeting.
You met publicly with Pope Benedict. I imagine there were also meetings that went on behind the scenes. Can you tell us anything about any kind of conversation that you had with the Pope?
We didn't have any official bilateral talks between the Roman Catholic and the Russian Orthodox Church here. I think there will be more opportunities for such talks. But the contacts on the level of friendly exchange of opinions, on the level of discussing the situation in the world and in our churches, of course, took place in many cases with a number of cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church.
A prominent Muslim representative at the Naples Forum was Ezzedine Ibrahim, a cultural advisor to the President of the United Arab Emirates. Ibrahim was among the 138 Muslim scholars who recently signed a letter to Pope Benedict and other Christian leaders urging Christians and Muslims to build on their common belief in one God to work for peace. He told us more about their reasons for sending this letter to the Pope.
The reason for that document is this, that peace cannot be preached by one side calling for it and the other side listening only. Both sides have to speak out. Do they believe in it or not? Now, the word for dialogue came from Rome, came from Pope John the 23rd, some years ago in 1963, and it was developed and it is being maintained. And we hope it will continue. Why I say we hope? Because there was some interview in some newspaper which is giving some doubt. Anyway, that was the voice that came from Rome. You should hear our voice. We did speak out. I myself, a limited person in my own way, living in a small country called United Arab Emirates, I wrote 3, I would say, booklets on the matter. But you need something which is agreed upon by many, not the voice of one person, especially if that one person is not really known or representative of a huge following. So 138 scholars from different parts of the Muslim world is meaningful. And in that document, the letter says that let us come together for a common word of belief in God, a common word of fraternity and brotherhood as human beings believing in the one God. That's the gist of it. What to do? The important thing is that we exchange peaceful gestures, that we believe that we are not antagonistic, we are not enemies, we are believers in God. How could we be enemies? What happened in history should be judged by historical analysis. Empires fight each other. It's a question of either you eat me or I eat you. But that is the language of the empires, not the language of heaven, not the language of religions. Religions did commit the mistake of fighting in the name of God, both ways. And let us be honest with ourselves. Whatever justification we make is a bit fabricated. We did commit this mistake. There is no point about trying to twist each other's arm. Let people having the religion they believed in, but let them coexist and live together. That is what the document is called for.
That was the Muslim representative, Ezzedine Ibrahim. And you also heard earlier the Archpriest Evalod Chaplin from the Patriarchate of Moscow.